So new data shows that South Africans are obtaining qualifications at a faster rate than the country's economy is growing. That's according to the South African Qualifications Authority. The data shows that the proportion of South Africans getting qualifications has risen consistently by 4% year on year, but GDP growth, as you know, stagnated to 0.3% in 2016. So that means that there's a surplus of qualified people who cannot be absorbed into the mainstream economy. Let's chat to Joe Samuels, who's CEO of the Qualifications Authority. Joe, thanks so much for your time today. I don't know if I should read it as good or bad. Good that people are improving themselves, getting more qualified. Bad that we aren't able to absorb them.
Yeah, look, I think, you know, this is good news in the sense that, you know, our trends report, you know, clearly shows that the qualifications that people have been achieving, you know, has steadily increased, you know, over a 20-year period. Our report traced it from 1995 to 2014, so it's a 20-year period. So it is good news. Also, our report, furthermore, you know, has attracted, you know, that more women are getting qualification achievements, as well as black people. And you know, we use the black people in the, not in the apartheid sense of the word, but in the sense that it includes African, coloured, and Indian. So it's a good news story all around. I think the other point that one wants to make here is that, unfortunately, you know, the for a variety of reasons, and we can't comment on those reasons, it seems like the economy is not able to absorb all the qualified people that are being produced in our education and training system.
And you know, I think we've seen that. It's clear with the stats that we get from Stats SA and so on. So let's just stick with the qualifications. What are people studying? What are the most popular qualifications?
Well, you know, what our report has done is it's broken this down into the three sub-frameworks of the National Qualifications Framework. So, for example, those people that study in schools and also in colleges. Then we also look at qualifications that came through the higher education sector. You know, the higher education qualifications sub-framework. And then thirdly, we look at qualifications in the workplace, and in all those three sub-frameworks, we have seen increases. In terms of what I've been saying. Now, if we then go to the question that you're asking, which is, if we look at what are the kinds of fields, if we look into into the general further education and training framework, then it seems like the field is what we call manufacturing, engineering, and technology.
Okay.
That seems to be the one. And then, of course, the other area that people are achieving quite a lot of qualifications in is in the field that deals with business, business management and the economics field and so on. So those seems to be the kinds of ones where, you know, you have the kind of highest number of people that come through.
Okay. And I see that nursing qualifications saw the biggest increase at 252%. And I suppose in a country where we're concerned with public health and access to health services, that is a positive.
That, indeed, I think it is very positive that that's the case. And, of course, as you know, that, our nurses are also being sought after by people in other countries and so on. So our nursing professionals, they get recruited, as well as our medical doctors and so on. You know, they get recruited by other countries.
Right, we'll leave it there. Thanks, Joe. Joe Samuels is CEO of the South African Qualifications Authority.